Well, boys and girls, that was very good. And I seen some of the children are wearing the same as me. These things here. It's not very comfortable, sure it's not. I keep feeling my glasses is on back to front. That's what it feels like. If you've ever worn glasses, you'll know what that feels like. It's just back to front. So I can watch what the Reverend Abernethy's doing if my glasses was on there. It's really nice to see you today. Lovely to see all the mums and dads and grannies and grandas and the boys and girls. And your program was very good. And we're all going to sit up and be good, aren't we? There's no bother with the boys and girls in Portadown. The mums and dads maybe are looking a wee bit sleepy, are they? Well, we'll keep an eye and hope they don't fall off to sleep. Well, we'll have a competition and see who sits up the best. Yes, they probably told you, you better be good, or you're for it when you get home. Well, you better be good, or you're for it when you get home. So I've told them, all right? Okay. Boys and girls and mums and dads, one of the things that we have done from our earliest of days is communicate. You know what that means? Talk. That's probably the best way I can put it to you. But you don't always have to be talking to communicate, you know. There's what they call non-verbal, so you don't use words. So if I was to do this, what does that mean? No. Or if I was to do, what would that mean? Go away. So you don't really need to talk to communicate. Sometimes you do. Most people do. They talk to say what they want to say. But boys and girls, I was thinking about communication and different ways that we could communicate, or we could get a message, or you could tell somebody something. What do you know? What's that? A lighthouse. There's no real lighthouses in Portadown, sure not. No. Up where I live, you could nearly see a lighthouse quicker at the coast. You need to communicate to people on the boat with a lighthouse, wouldn't you? Yes. One of the most common ways, boys and girls, is... Oh, they've cut me off. I didn't pay my bill. Is a phone. You don't remember those old phones you used to turn the wheel? It took ages to ring a number. Ring it right round. You had to go right round and then wait till the wheel turns. You ever see one of those phones? Speak to your mommy or daddy. They might remember them. This was my first mobile phone. Hello? Massive thing. You could break a window with it. You didn't have to put a screen in that one when you dropped it. So I said to my wife, I think it's time we became modern and we got a tablet. Because I think communication is a great thing. So she thought it was a great idea as well. So that's what happened. But no, we got, this isn't mine by the way, just in case you're wondering. She doesn't know I have it, but she'll know now. So you could communicate, you could see anybody, watch things all across the world, watch the news, hear what's happening. You know, boys and girls and mums and dads, when we think about communication, God communicates to us as well. And I want us to think about what God would have us to hear and say tonight and how he tells us things. Whenever I go into the Bible, boys and girls, I read about a man called Moses. And God told Moses what he wanted to tell him on tablets of stone. Now, the Bible has much to say about communication. It tells us that evil communication corrupts good manners. So you need to be careful what you say and what you hear. The Bible tells us in Galatians 2:2, communicated unto them that gospel which I preach. So even in Bible times, boys and girls, there were people that are doing what we are doing tonight, and what they do every Friday night at the children's meeting is communicate or share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. And tonight, mums and dads and grannies and grandas, that's what we want to do tonight. Wasn't it great to hear the testimony of someone so young telling how they asked the Lord into their heart? And you know, boys and girls and mums and dads, that can be you tonight. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. You could leave this church tonight with a testimony and able to say of what the Lord has done for you. There's the challenge as well. We can talk about everything else under the sun, but how often do you talk about the Lord? Maybe you're in the meeting tonight and you say that you're a Christian, but communicate. You'll talk on the phone. You'll send messages on your tablet. You'll be on the computer. You'll send emails, but you never really talk about the Lord. We need to tell others about him. Boys and girls, tonight over in Exodus 20, the Lord gave Moses the Ten Commandments on tablets of stone, or tables of stone as it is in the English and the Hebrew. And the first one is what I want to think about tonight. And the first commandment is simply this: thou shalt have no other gods before me. We must put him first in our lives. And if we don't, I wonder how it will be for us. In Exodus 31 and the verse 18, he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of stone written with the finger of God. You know, boys and girls and moms and dads, that tells us how important the Ten Commandments are. Because the finger of God wrote them on a table of stone or a tablet of stone. Moses' tablet looked something like this. The tablets that you're thinking about look something like this. But you know, boys and girls, the tablets of stone that Moses had, the Ten Commandments from God, ought to be the rule book that we use to live our life by. Now, there's a clock right in front of me. Didn't need to take my watch off tonight. And I have four simple things, or maybe five, that I want to think about tonight on these Ten Commandments. What God wants to tell us, what he wants to say to our hearts even tonight. Did you know, boys and girls, that the first tables of stone or tablets of stone were smashed? Did you know that? Whenever God gave Moses these commandments at the very beginning, the people of Israel, the children of Israel, they didn't listen to the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Because the Bible tells us, boys and girls and moms and dads, in Exodus 32 and 19, that they set up a false god and they worshiped the golden calf. You know, we live in a society today where there are lots of things to worship. And in fact, for the Christian, we live in a society today where there are a lot of things to take away our worship from the Lord and the time that we spend in his word and reading and praying, so many other things that we can do. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Moses discovered what the children of Israel had done. They had set up the golden calf and they were singing and dancing and worshiping it. What did he do? He smashed the tablets. And God's law, the law had been broken and the tablets were smashed. You know, boys and girls, in Exodus 34 and 28, God was good. And the Bible says he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. The first thing I want you to think about is the instruction. What did God instruct his people to do? Well, the one we want to think about tonight, we don't have time for the ten, but thou shalt have no other gods before me. The challenge for us is tonight, in all of our communication, in all of the things that we say, and everything that we do in our life, is God first in our life? If we were to ask you tonight, are you saved? Are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord as your Savior? What would you say? If we were to ask you tonight, are you ready for heaven? What would you say? Is heaven your home? Is Christ your Savior? What is your answer? No other gods. What is number one in your life? Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's school. Somehow I doubt it. But maybe you do love school. I didn't really. But it was okay at home time. Woo! On the bus and home. But there's things that maybe it's football. Maybe it's sport. Maybe it's TV or tablets or phones. Or maybe it's a person. Maybe your best friend. Maybe you're on your phone or your tablet, FaceTiming your friends. And that is the first thing in your life. Maybe for adults, it's your car or your home. Maybe for the ladies, it's your housework. Hardly. Maybe your wardrobe. Maybe something like that. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You see, boys and girls and moms and dads, in Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Is that what we are doing tonight? That was the instruction that they had been given. But I want you to think about the rebellion. Because they had sinned. And they had refused, and they had rejected, and they had rebelled. And they set up the golden calf, and they worshipped it. And you know, for us tonight, we can just be as wrong as the children of Israel all those years ago, if God is not first in our life. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. If he's not first place in our life, well then, we are just the same as the children of Israel because something else has taken his place. You know, friends, tonight sin interrupts our communion with God. Have you ever been on the phone and you can't hear the person? You don't really use phones like this. You use mobile phones now. Well, I did move on in the world. That one there was no good, so I had to get one of these. And you ever been on the phone and you say, I can't hear you. The coverage is bad. That works sometimes. If somebody's on it and you don't like them, you just say, I can't hear you. I'll ring you back. I'll ring you back. Whew, that was close. Isn't that right? Or sometimes you really can't hear them. I don't do that very often, by the way. Maybe occasionally. If somebody rings. But anyway, boys and girls, sin interrupts our communication. Sometimes we get too busy. Sometimes things happen and we're too busy to pray and we're too busy to read our Bible. We've all been there. You know what I'm talking about. Something interferes with the line and we can't really hear. Something interferes with us and we haven't time. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what God says and that's what he means. The children of Israel, they rebelled. And they went against that. They rejected these. They set up the calf and they worshipped it. And then the tablets of stone, well then Moses, he smashed them. You know, I wonder tonight, is there anything that's interrupting you and your relationship with God? Have you talked to him today already? How many messages have you sent today on your phone? How many times have you been on your phone? How many messages have you sent? How many messages have you read? How many emails have you sent today? How many emails have you read today? How many notifications have dinged into your phone today? How many times have we talked to the Lord today? And even today already, we've been maybe in church this morning, maybe you haven't, or Sunday school. How many times have we heard from God today? How many people have contacted you today? How many times have we heard from God today? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You see, boys and girls and moms and dads, the children of Israel, they refused to obey and they refused to listen. Now, I know, boys and girls, you'll probably not know what this is. Do you know what that is? A map. That's good. I'm very impressed, actually. I would say your mom and dad doesn't know what that is because they probably use Google Maps now. So a skill of map reading seems to be disappearing because in Google you just type in where you're going and it takes you there and you think, oh, I'm here. Didn't know how I got here, but I'm here. Whereas when you read a map, well, you have to look at all the roads and, well, that might be that way or it might be that way. You have to read the map. You know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And you see, boys and girls and mums and dads, the great roadmap, if you like, that we have for life. The Ten Commandments, God's Word, the Scriptures. And so many of us today, we think that we know which way is best. That way seems right, the Bible says. The way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And for the children of Israel, that's what they did. They refused to obey the Ten Commandments. They refused to put God first, and they disobeyed, and they went off on their own way. You know, boys and girls and moms and dads, if we don't follow the map and we go our own way, we're going to get lost. If we don't go the way of the cross, moms and dads, we're going to be lost. We will not be in heaven. We will be lost forever. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been in the shop, out up the town, and you look for a split second and you can't see mom and dad? You can't see who you're with and you think you're lost for a moment? Or maybe they find you again and you say, oh, phew, that was close. Imagine being lost forever. How would you like to be lost forever? Over this past year or so, we have went on different holidays here and there. And Google Maps are very handy when you don't know where you are. And I use it. I put in places and it will take me to that place because I don't know where I am and I don't know where I'm going. So I'm not lost for very long. Being lost is not a nice feeling, you know. Imagine being lost forever. You know, friend, tonight, if you're in your sin and you die in your sin, the Bible says that you will be lost forever. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior and you refuse, as the children of Israel refused, and they went their own way, you will be lost forever. Heaven will not be your home. But you know this, we see repentance. Because the Bible says in Acts 3 and 19, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. And for the children of Israel, it was the same. Because in Exodus 29, the Bible tells us there that the word came the second time. Verse 45, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. You know, boys and girls, the word came a second time. God gave Moses the tablets for the second time. God is a God of opportunity. God is a God of grace. Does anybody know what this is? I remember at school, a teacher was a wee bit under pressure that day, and one of these bounced off the back wall at the class. So what would that be? Yep. That's chalk, actually. But it can be used as a whiteboard. That's right. We didn't have whiteboards in my day at school. We used chalk. But anyhow, the teacher was a wee bit cross that day, so we weren't listening. And that was it. We listened the rest of the class. You know, boys and girls, what do you use this for? Not to throw at children, by the way. That was just a teacher that did. Go ahead. You rub the stuff off the board, isn't that right? Rub the stuff off the board and it's gone. What was that verse again I read? The Bible says there, repent and be converted that your sin may be blotted out. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not putting God first. You know the Ten Commandments. In fact, you're maybe here tonight and you're one of these people that think if you keep the Ten Commandments, that you will get to heaven. You see, there's one problem, our sin. We need someone or some way of removing or rubbing out or taking away our sin. And keeping these commandments is not enough. The verse says, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. If you're here tonight and you have never repented, if you have never did what our little friend did at 4 and a half, I was saved at 4, 5-ish, in simple childlike faith. Just repent of your sin and ask the Lord into your heart to take it away. That's what the Bible says. Repent and be converted that your sin may be blotted out or your sin may be rubbed out. Keeping the commandments is not enough because you're not putting God first because He wants to be king of your life. He doesn't want to be king of your life once a week on a Sunday or once a month when you come to church. He wants to be king of your life. He wants to cleanse you from your sin and make you ready for heaven. The last thing I want you to see, boys and girls, is Hebrews 6 and 6. If they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. You know, the Lord was gracious and good because in Exodus 34 in the verse 1, the Lord said unto Moses, now listen to this, hew thee 2 tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. Boys and girls, God had been good the first time. The people didn't listen. Now God was gracious and He was coming back the second time. If the people in the ship don't follow what the lighthouse say, what happens? Exactly. That's a pretty good way of describing it. You see, what? It's a warning, isn't that right? It's a warning. Whenever a phone rings, that's someone calling you. You usually answer. You see, God's calling you tonight. He's giving you the warning. Put me first. Make me king of your life. Let me cleanse you from your sin. Let me wash away your sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. As far as I'm aware, you have been privileged with a mission in this area for a number of weeks. Years have come and years have gone. Missions have come and missions have gone. Gospel meetings have come and gospel meetings have gone. And you're still not saved. You see, what's happening is you're not listening to the warning. You're not heeding the warning that God in His goodness and in His grace is given to you. What happens whenever you receive a warning continually and they don't listen? God stops talking. I wonder, is tonight the night when God will stop talking and God will stop calling? This is the night that you need to say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, cleanse me from my sin. You see, what you're doing is you're going your own way. I can find it my own way. No, you can't. No, that's when husbands and wives usually fall out, you know, because she knows where she's going. All right? Many times have you heard it or even seen it or even lived it? I know where I'm going. No, you don't. It's not down this way. I've been here before. I know where I'm going. No, you don't. It's that way. No, it's this way. You see, there's a way that seems right. And there's people arguing with God about going to heaven just the way they're having that dispute in the car about going to someone's house. It's this way. No, it's that way. I can get to heaven this way. No, you can't, because it's that way. It's the way of the cross that leads home. Boys and girls, it's been really good to see you tonight. And if you have any questions or you would like to be a Christian or be saved, you speak to some of your leaders, speak to some of your teachers. But tonight is the night when God wants to wash away your sin and make you ready for heaven. Maybe you're here tonight and you're a little older than that. God is gracious and God is good, because his word has come to you again. Come to him tonight and be saved. Thank you.